It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Cuba, that's where I'm staying.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Can you believe it about Cuba and the U.S.? Finally. It seems fairly silly anymore, to me anyway, this out-of-date way of thinking about those scary communists. Anyway, one of my oldest radio pals, we've been working together since 1981, my old pal Lewis Harrison is the master at coming up with not only the perfect piece of music for any occasion, but the perfect pieces. Boy, was his radio show fun. Anyway, the recent Cuba-U.S. detente news made Lewis Harrison think of this 1919 song, which he kindly sent along to me. It's called I'll See You in Cuba, and it's by Irving Berlin. The singer is Billy Murray. Thanks, Lewis.
Take a friend's advice. Drinking in a cellar isn't nice. Anybody who has got the price.
I went to Havana a couple of years ago for my 50th birthday and had a wonderful time. I met some radio people, of course, and we immediately liked each other. And they knew RFI, told me to say hello to our Latin America service. It was nice. I didn't get to Holguín, though. That's where we have an RFI English Listeners Club, the RFI Club Cuba. Hola todos. Hola, Ivan.
My name is Isa Niafaga. You're listening to the Sound Kitchen. Sound Kitchen. Sound Kitchen.
Are you feeling bright and quick? Got your thinking caps on? Good, because it's time for the quiz. On the 15th of November, I had a question for you about the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, which had opened that week in Beijing. There was a very interesting sideline meeting during the forum between two heads of state who have been involved in a territorial dispute for the past 2 years. The question was about that. I asked you which two Asian leaders met in Beijing during the APEC forum, shook hands, and actually spoke to each other. You are also to send in the name of the territory, which is the cause of the quarrel. The answer is Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The two countries are quarreling over islands in the East China Sea, which are called Diaoyu by China and Senkaku by Japan. They are controlled by Japan. And the winners are Ujwal Babu from Kathmandu, Nepal, who also sent his belated Thanksgiving and Christmas wishes, as well as his up-to-date Happy New Year wishes, which we all return to you, Ujwal Babu. From Lusaka, Zambia, Humphrey C. Fury is a winner this week, and so is Mohammed Swopan, a member of the RFI fan club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. And there's a winner this week from China, which makes perfect sense. His name is Kevin Zhao, and he lives in Shanghai. This is his first time to write in, and hopefully the first of many letters to come. We all look forward to hearing more from you. Kevin Zhao wrote that he's been listening to both RFI English and RFI Chinese since 1993. Well, Kevin Zhao, better late than never. Last but not least, our faithful RFI Listeners Club member from Chile, Montreal, Canada, Monsieur Jean-Maurice Devaux. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to everyone who wrote in. And now for this week's quiz, which is about the U.S. and Cuba and the restoration of diplomatic relations after 53 years. And the prisoner swap and the non-prisoner swap. On December 17th, the U.S. released the three remaining members of the Cuban Five from prison, and Cuba released an unidentified Cuban who had worked for American intelligence. Then there is the American released that day from a Cuban prison hospital, but both governments deny he was part of the prisoner swap, And that's my question to you. What is the name of the American prisoner who was released on the day of the prisoner swap, but was not, of course, part of a prisoner swap between Cuba and the U.S.? And what was he doing in Cuba when he was arrested? Send in the name of the American the Cuban government released on the 17th of December for humanitarian reasons. Also send in the name of the agency this man was working for and what his mission in Cuba was at the time of his arrest. Get your answer in by the 9th of February and be sure to tune in on February 14th. Ooh, Valentine's Day. You'll have to start thinking about your Valentine's dedications. Anyway, tune in on the 14th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you send your postal address in with your answer and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Before we go, I'd like to thank everyone who so kindly thought of the English service and sent their holiday greetings. It made us all feel glad. You know, I'm the lucky one here. I'm about the only one in the newsroom that has contact with you, the listeners. So when you write in to all of us, it's especially nice and especially appreciated. And speaking of especially, I want to especially thank Henry Umadhe from Antique the Philippines for his note. And Henry, I'm so happy to hear from you. It's been a long time and I was worried. Write again soon. And Maligay Ang Pasko Sa Inyo to you too. That, my friends, is Merry Christmas in Filipino. I'd like for you to think I just knew that because that's the way I am. But it is, in fact, Henry who taught me. That's all for the Sound Kitchen this week. Many thanks to all of you who wrote in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and we'll talk again next Saturday at 4:52, 6:22, and 7:52 Universal Time. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
me interesa que me critiquen.